The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
On Sunday, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko won his seventh election in a row, claiming almost 87% of the vote in an election that has been described by both the European Union and opposition leaders as a sham. While this election saw no real opposition to Mr. Lukashenko, Belarus's last election in 2020 saw strong opposition from Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, who is now exiled in Lithuania. And we can now speak to Mrs. Tikhanovskaya's chief of staff, Franek Viakorka. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
First of all, the election, 87%, nobody believes that. But how was it organized? Were there any independent observers at all?
These were very weird elections because no competitors, no alternative candidates allowed to run, no international observers. And it was looking rather like a military operation. We call it special electoral operation on dictator to reappoint himself. So no one doubted that Lukashenko will officially, formally win. The only question was how big number he will write to himself. And it was interesting to see how in the beginning they wrote number bigger than Putin received. But then after few hours, they changed it and make a little bit less than Putin had, 86%, but it doesn't have anything in common with reality.
Are people obliged to vote? Do the people actually go and cast their votes, or do they say there's no point?
De facto, most of the people, state workers, officials, they are forced to vote. They are brought by buses to the polling stations or even at the working places. The commission is coming there and 100% had to vote. Military, state apparatus, it's mandatory de facto. And those who refuse to vote or who calls for boycott, they can be jailed. Because in Belarus, the calls for boycott are criminalized. This is why it's very difficult to say, did people really come to voting station or not? But on Sunday, we have seen that polling stations were empty. So most likely they wrote the names of the people who vote just in their absence.
Now, Mr. Lukashenko is a great supporter of President Putin and vice versa. Putin supports Lukashenko. What is the state of the economy in Belarus, something that might undermine the dictatorship of Lukashenko?
Oh, first, let me correct you. Don't call him the president, because no democratic country, not UK, not Ireland, not US, recognize him as president. Better to use leader, dictator, self-proclaimed leader, like Ukrainians call him, but not president. Speaking about economy, it's basically being integrated right now to Russian economy. And it the war in Ukraine was blessing for Lukashenko, because he started to gain so much money by selling weapons to Russia. Basically, most of Belarusian industry is gaining right now from this war. And I think we should discuss sanctions on all the state enterprises and military complex aiding Russia in this war. And we must think about the future, how to make sure Belarus is out of this Russian economic sphere. Because right now, what we see, it can be called creeping occupation of Belarus. Most of the economy, political and political sector works as the part of Russian, unfortunately. And this is done by Lukashenko.
Is there any way to measure the real opposition to Lukashenko? I mean, as I mentioned, Mrs. Tikhanovskaya is now exiled, and how many of the potential leaders of Belarus are not in Belarus anymore?
I think right now Svetlana Tikhanovskaya has the support of majority of Belarusians, and we see that millions of Belarusians still participate in activities, campaigns online, in safely, mostly, not publicly, not on the streets. But Lukashenko doesn't have more than 20-25% of support for sure, according to all opinion polls. All other political leaders, they are either in exile or in jail, and they were not allowed to run even in these so-called elections, sham elections. Lukashenko understands that if there will be any free voting, he will never win because his only supporter is Vladimir Putin. And this is what helps to hold the power for him.
How did he achieve this level of power in the first place? I mean, he was presumably at one point elected democratically.
The first and only free elections, 1994, 31 years ago, he won these elections. He promised to fight corruption, but then he became corruption himself. Then he changed constitution, he dismissed the parliament, he closed all independent media, and this is according to playbook of every dictator. He established unlimited power for himself, and the whole power vertical is built and personalized for him, where all the decisions, from the very geopolitical strategic to the very small on agricultural, etc., are taken by one person. And right now, Belarus is like a laboratory of repression. Many other dictators which appear in the world, they learn from Lukashenko. And if you want to see how, for example, Russia will look like in the future, you can see today's Belarus. It's a totalitarian state in the middle of Europe, using technologies, social networks, and quite efficient in repression.
For the people of Belarus is a tragedy, but Mr. Lukashenko can't live forever, although he probably thinks he can.
No, he can't. He can't. He's old, he's sick, people see it as well. He rarely appears on public. He doesn't have energy anymore, and he doesn't offer anything to Belarusians. His only slogan is, I prevent the war. I prevent the war. And people live in this with this narrative, you know, for years. He promised in the beginning, you know, to revive Soviet tradition. And he revised, but only the worst thing we had in the Soviet Union. And right now, Belarus still is de facto quasi-communist country. He will not survive long. He understands it's his last elections. Biologically, politically, it's impossible for him. So it will be the most difficult dictatorial term in his career, definitely. And for us, the new window of opportunity might open at any moment. And we, as democratic forces, we must be prepared for that.
Franek Viacorka, chief advisor to Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, thank you very much for joining us on the program. Next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.